Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amid Beis brings the statement of Rav that Tfilas Ne'ila Poteres Eshel Arvis, that if someone davens Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, he's putter from davening Ma'ariv. Since Rav holds, unlike Shmuel, Rav holds Nila is a complete tefillah, not just a few tchinas, but it's a complete tefillah with a Shimon Esrei. And therefore, since you daven Nila, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. And that the Gemara brings on the bottom a meisvei from a Mishnah that that we see that on the night of Yom Kippur, we have a machlokes Reb Chanina ben Gamliel and the Tana Kama, whether after Nila you just daven a short Ma'ariv with Havineinu, or you have to daven a complete Ma'ariv. But both Tanayim agree that you have to daven Ma'ariv even though you daven Nila. So how is it that Rav says Nila pat is a shalarvis? And on that the Gemara answers Tanoihi. There are other Tanayim that hold like Rav. And who are the other Tanayim who hold like Rav? That there's a machlokes of a Tana Kama and Reb Yosi, whether Tfilas Ne'ila is a Tfila of the Yom or a Tfila of the Laila. And what the Gemara is saying, that according to the Tana who holds Tfilas Ne'ila is a Tfila of night after, you know, the evening after Yom Kippur, so then the Tfilas Ne'ila will pata Ma'ariv. Because since Tfilas Ne'ila is being said during the Zman of Ma'ariv, it could pata you from saying Ma'ariv. But if you hold Tfilas Ne'ila as Dafka B'yayim, then the Tfilas Ne'ila will not be able to pata Ma'ariv. So clearly the mashmos of the Gemara is that Rav's din, that Tfilas Ne'ila could pata you from saying Ma'ariv, is based on the fact that Tfilas Ne'ila is a tefillah that you could do at night. Once we say Tfilas Ne'ila is a tefillah you could do at night, so then it could pata you from Ma'ariv. But if Tfilas Ne'ila is a yom tefillah, it's a day that has a tefillah has to be done by day, then it can't pata you from Ma'ariv. The Rif paskins like Rav that Tfilas Ne'ila poteres shel arvis. And since once you daven Nila, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. But then the Rif says, "Via idna no guk alma letzluye tefilas arvis achan Nila." There's up a minute that everybody davens Ma'ariv anyway. But me'ikar adin, the Rif paskins like Rav that the tefilas Nila patas Ma'ariv. The Rosh in Simen Chaf brings the Maram in Rittenberg, who argues on the Rif and says, "We do not paskin like Rav that Tfilas Ne'ila paters Ma'ariv." And the Rosh says the main raya, the main kasha on the psak of the Rif is that, as we said, the whole basis for Rav that Tfilas Ne'ila kapata Ma'ariv is that Tfilas Ne'ila is a laila tefila, a tefila that's said at the same time Ma'ariv would be said. However, the Rosh brings that we have in the Yerushalmi, in Perik Tfilas HaShacha, where there's a machlokes Rav Yochanan with Rav, whether Tfilas Ne'ila is B'yayim or Balayla. Where Rav Yochanan says it's Ne'ila is a Tfilah of the Yayim, while Rav says it's a Tfilah of the night. And by Rav Yochanan and Rav, we paskin Rav Yochanan for Rav, halachic Rav Yochanan. Therefore, since the halachas are Rabbi Yochanan that tefilas Ne'ila is a yoim tefila, it's a tefila of the yoim, it's not shayich the Maram Rittenberg holds for the tefilas Ne'ila to pata Ma'ariv. As we see clearly from our Gemara, the whole basis of saying tefilas Ne'ila could pata Ma'ariv was only if tefilas Ne'ila is a tefila of the laila of the night. But since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that tefilas Ne'ila is a tefila of the day, so therefore the Maram in Rittenberg says, we do not paskin like Rav, and the tefilas Ne'ila cannot pata you from Ma'ariv. However, the Kilas Yaakov in Simen Yud Tesen Brachis is miyashiv the shita of the Rif. If we look in our Gemara in Yuma, on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amid Beis, The Gemara had said that this whole statement of Rav, whether Tefilas Nila, Patas Mairiv, is all going that we hold Mairiv as a Tefilas Chayva. Because the Gemara said if Mairiv is a Tefilas Rishus, we wouldn't have to talk about pattering or not pattering it. The whole thing is only Rishus. And therefore the whole Gemara is going that Tefilas Arvis is a Chayva. The Kilas Yaakov says, if we look in the Rambam from Peira Gimel from Hilchas Tefillah, he says that which were permitted to be makdim tefillas mayriv to during the day is because your whole tefillas arvis is a reshus. If tefillas arvis is a reshus, then we're not so strict, the Rambam says, about its time. And that's why you're able to be makdim tefillas arvis into the day. And therefore, Rav Shita, that Rav was sully, like the Gemara in Bracha says, Rav was sully shel Shabbos be Erev Shabbos, that Rav on Friday would daven Mairiv early, was based on the fact that Rav himself held that tefillas arvis is a reshus. And since it's a reshus, I'm able to daven it during the day. So our Gemara in Yuma, which was going on the tzad, tefillas arvis is a chayva, said then tefillas arvis is a laila tefila. So that's why our Gemara in Yuma said, the only way Nila could pata arvis is if Nila is also a laila tefila. But lefi, what Rav himself really holds, that Rav holds Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. As we see, Rav was Sully shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. Because he held Tfilas Arvis was a Rishus, and therefore its Zman is during the day. So once you hold that the Zman of Tfilas Arvis could even be by day, so then Tfilas Nila, even if Tfilas Nila is a day Tfila, the Tfilas Nila could pata the Tfila of Arvis. So when the Rif paskins that Tfilas Nila could pata Mairiv, what the Rif was paskining ain't a chanami. Since Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilas Nila is really a Tfila of the day. But I also hold that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. And therefore, Tfilas Arvis is also a day Tfila. So what the Rif is really paskening is that Tfilas Nila, which is a day Tfila, like Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi and Brachas, could pat the Tfilas Arvis, which is also a day Tfila, because since Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, it's also a day Tfila. I, says the Kilas Yaakov, our Gemara was saying that if Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, you don't need Nila to pater it. Your pata, you don't need a ptur, it's only a Rishus. What the Rif meant to Paskin was, Ha'idna, that which the Rif says in Brachas, in Perik Tfilas Ashacha, that Ha'idna, even though Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, Kabbalin in Allah Kachayva Gemura, we were Makabalit Bizman Azel like a Chayva Gemura. So the Rif is paskening. This Chayv Gemura, which we were Makabal on ourselves, of Tfilas Arvis, can be patted by Tfilas Nila. Because Tfilas Nila is a Tfila of the Yaim, but Tfilas Arvis, since Be'etzim it's a Rishus. Just the people were makabal on it themselves like a chayva. Even though the people were makabal, bizman hazeh, that the mayra should be like a chayva, it remains in its status as a tefilas reshus. As far as the heftza of the tefila, it's still a tefilas reshus, which the Rambam says, if it's a tefilas reshus, you could even do it by day. And now this, that the Gavra, the people, were mekabel the Mairiv on themselves as a Tfilas Chayva, you could pata that Chiv with Nila, because Nila is a day Tfila and Mairiv is a day Tfila. And therefore when the Rif Paskin, that Nila could pata Mairiv, He was saying Neil is a date filler and Meir is a date filler, and therefore one could pater the other. And just like we see in our Gemara and Yuma, that the Gemara held, if you held Neil was a night filler, it paters the Meiriv, which is a chayva, which is also a night filler. So the Rif is just saying, when we paskin Neil is a day tefillah, and we paskin tefillahs arvus rishus, so it's also a yom tefillah, tefillah of the yom, then the Neilah could pater the Meiriv. Perhaps the Stipler says, maybe you'll have a problem with this, from what we see in Orachayin Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Tezvav, that we paskin that if someone didn't daven Minchan Erev Shabbos, and then he was Makabel Shabbos, he can no longer daven mincha shel chol, but you should daven two Meirivs. And he brings a makar from a Mordechai, that since he already made the day kodesh by being mekabel Shabbos, he can't make it chol with a tefillah shel chol, with davening a tefillah shel chol. And therefore, the disciple says, maybe you'll have a problem with what I'm paskin and what the Rif Pesach is. Because if someone is davening Nila, so Memela, what is he doing by davening Nila? He's keeping the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim. If he's still davening Nila, even at whatever time he's davening it, he's saying during the time of Nila, if it's not still Yom Kippur, it's at least Taisus Man Yom Kippur, but he's keeping the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim. And since he's keeping the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim with Tfilas Nila, so therefore, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's not shaykh to daven a tefillas choyl during this time of Kedusha. So how could you paskin stam that the tefillas nila could pater the tefillas arvis? The tefillas nila says that it's Yom Kippur. And if it's Yom Kippur, by definition of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not able to daven a tefillah shel chol. So it's not this man of the tefillah of Meiriv. So how could your nila pata Meiriv if it's not this man of your tefillah shel Meiriv? So the Stipler says, no, it doesn't go like that. All the Shulchan Aruch is saying, once you mekabel the Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos, you can't daven a Shimon Esrei shel chol. A Shimon Esrei shel chol consists of bakashas, which we don't do on a Yom Kedusha. So therefore, when you're davening the Tfilas Nila, all that says is, I can't daven a Shimon Esrei Shelchol because it has Bakashas. But Lamaisa, if you hold Tfilas Arvis, is Zamana B'Yom, it is a Zman of the Tfilas Arvis. Since it's a Zman of the Tfilas Arvis, I can't make a Shimon Esrei with Yud Ches Brachas at this time because I'm keeping the day Kaddish. But since it's the Zman of the Tfilas Arvis, my Tfilas Nila could patter up the Arvis. I could patter up the Arvis through a Shimon Esrei of seven brachas. I taka can't daven be'etzem a Tfilas of Yud Ches brachas of Wakashas. But since it's both the Zman Nila and Zman Meiriv, and they're at the same time, I'm able to patter the Tfilas Arvis with Nila. The Gemara in the middle of Peches Amud Aleph brings a machlokes and a brisa about someone who has a shame Hashem that's kasev al basaro, where the Tanakhama says lo yirchatz v'lo yasuch, he shouldn't be reichetz or smear it, and if there's damnelo tefilas mitzvah kairich alav gemi v'yayrid v'tayvel, he puts a gemi on it, something to cover it, and he's tayvel. While Rabbi Yossi says, Yairid v'tayvel kedarko uvavachal yishafshef. He should be Yairid and tayvel the regular way, as long as he just doesn't rub off the shame with his hand. Specifically, he just goes into the mikveh and is tayvel. Rashi here says, lo yirchatz, shlo yimchaik es hashem. The problem of doing rechitza, when you have the shame written on besaro, is because of a problem of mechikas hashem. The issa to be meichek the shame Hashem. Agav, the Sfasam Emma says, from this Rashi l'chari you could prove that if you have a shame that's even written shaloi l'shma, it's usa to be meichek it. Because the Sfasam says, here, vaday, this shame wasn't even written on klaf, it wasn't written in the biyoy, and even so, Rashi learns there's a problem with the mechika of this shame. Halachas kama v'kama, if you have a regular shame, the Sfasema says, that's written b'klafa b'dyoy, just at shaloi l'shma, surely l'chari that should be a problem there of mechikas Hashem. And the Sfasema brings that so this is found in the Shach, in Yoredeism, in Reish Ayin Vav, Sivkat and Yudbeis, where he also learns that by a shame, shaloi l'shma, that could be a problem of an issa mechika. But the Taisvis HaRosh asks, in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kafcha, on Daf Kafcha Amad Beis, we have the same sugya, the same brisa brought down there, and the Gemara there, the Maskana, says that it has nothing to do about the Machloikos, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, has nothing to do about an Issa Mechikas Hashem. The Gemara there comes out the Maskana that this Mechika would not be Asa, because it's a mechika of grama. And the pasuk says, V'ibadatam eshema min amakamahu, lo sasun kein l'ashem elokeichem, asiyahu diasa. There's only an issa mechikas Hashem through asiya, but grama is shari. And the Gemara says, what is the machlaikis? The Gemara in Shabbos says, what is the machlaikis of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbanan? The Gemara says, the machlaikis is whether a problem of standing before a shame that's written on Basara when you're Aram. There's an Issa to stand Aram if you have the shame written on Basara. So now you have a Tefillah Shel Mitzvah, so what do you do? So Rabbanan hold, to avoid this problem of being Aram in front of the shame, you loosely put a Gemi on it. There won't be a Chichtzitza as far as the Tefillah, and you can be Taiva like that. While Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you don't have a gemi around, you could just put your hand over it. And even though it would be better to have a gemi, because a gemi you won't take off by accident, if you just put your hand over the shame, maybe during the tefillah you'll take your hand away from the shame and be standing Urim before the shame. But since Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tefillah bismanas mitzvah, so he holds, because it's a mitzvah to do the tefillah now, don't go looking around for a gemi, and therefore it's enough that you cover the shame with your hand. Al-Kalpanim, the maskana of the Gemara in Shabbos is that the machlekes here just has to do with standing before Hashem Aram, and none of the Tanayim hold as a problem of mechikas Hashem, because the Issa lo sasun kein l'Hashem l'keichem says asiyu diyasa grama is muta, and therefore ayide grama, the maskana of the Gemara and Shabbos seems to be, there's no Issa of mechikas Hashem. So the Noda Yehuda in Orachai, in the Shailas and Tshuvas of the Noda Yehuda in Orachai in Siman Yod Zayin, brings down a Shaila about a case where someone had a room in his house that they needed a place to daven, and he gave over his room in the house to be some sort of Beis HaKnesses, and they would daven there regularly. And what happened, like you know, many Bate Knesios, they wrote on the walls different tefillos, different techinos and bakashas, as we find written on the walls of many Bate Knesios. And then eventually what happened, the minyan died out in some respect, and they didn't have a use for a minyan there. So they were selling, the person wanted to sell the house with this room that had the tchinos written on it and had Shemus Hashem, to sell it to somebody that would use it for a bias, for yayim sraf, to make whiskey, and there'd be some mikvah to be teufel in it. And what would happen, the use that he would sell this house for would create a mechikas Hashem al yidei grama. And what he wanted to know was, it would be mutter for him to sell this house with this room that has walls with the shame written over it, where the new use of the property would create a mechikas Hashem al yidei grama. And v'tzidei, the Noda Yehuda thought to say that the grama b'mechikas Hashem is mutter, as seems to be the maskana of the Gemara in Shabbos. But then in the maskana, he said, comes out in Noda Yehuda, that which the Gemara in Shabbos is mater mechikas Hashem through grama, that's just for tzvilas mitzvah. So tzvilas mitzvah, they were mater mechikas Hashem al yidei grama. But if it will be not letzorich mitzvah at all, there would be some sort of Issa Mechitzas Hashem, even Mechikas Hashem, even Ayyadei Grama. And therefore, since L'Shalayla Tzarech Mitzah, it will be Asa to create a Mechikas Hashem of the shame on the walls of that shul, even Ayyadei Grama. The Tashbats in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis takes the Issa even a step further. He learns that it would be also to be meichik the shame, even al yedei grama, even al yedei for a mitzvah. And he learns that which the Gemara in Shabbos was matter the mechikas Hashem al yedei grama for tefillas mitzvah, was dafka for that type of shame, which was a shame that's katsav al basaro, which is not a shame amas kayemes. Since that shame anyway was a shame that would evaporate by itself from the sweat, from the perspiration, from the heat of the person, so it's not a shame amas kayemes, and therefore only there was the Gemara in Shabbos matir mechikas Hashem ayide grama, not just because it's a mitzvah, the fact because of mitzvah, and because it was a shame that was a miskayemes. From the Tashbats, it's a shtickel, Iker, Chasim, and a Seifa. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't seem to put that criteria in it. But Al Kalpanim, that's how he learns that this het of Mechikas Hashem Ayide Grama, you would need more than just a mitzvah to be materet. It's only in that case where the shame wasn't a real shame, it was a shame she'enim is kayemes anyway. And from the Mashmas of the Rajba, there in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kafchaf, We see a taka, another pshat in the Gemara there. The Rajba seems to learn that the definition there, why it was called a grama, was because the tvila would not definitely be meichik the shame. In other words, according to the Rajba, if you take a shame and a piece of paper and stick it into the water in a way that would be vadai meichik the shame, that wouldn't be a grama. That would be taking a shame and be meiching it, and be meichik it al yedei mayim. That which the Gemara there calls it a grama, and therefore it was mutta, was only because it was only a shema. When you went into the mikveh and you came out, during the time the water might hit the shame enough and take it off. But it wasn't a vadai that the shame could be removed. If it was a vadai that the shame would be removed, then it would be usur, even because there wouldn't be a grum anymore. If it's vadai that by going into the water that the shame is going to come off, so taking a piece of paper and sticking it in water and the shame being erased by the water, that's not a grumma. It's only called a grumma over there because it wasn't vadai that the shame would come off. Therefore, in our case of the Beis HaKnesses, if they're doing something in a way that vadai, the shame is going to be removed, so then the Rajba would hold that that also would be asa. Lefita Rajba, we can understand perhaps better a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara there tells us the Maisa with David HaMelech, that when David was being Kareya, the Shitin, for the Beis HaMikdash, so from digging down, it will hit the Tahaim, and the water was going to come up and was going to flood the world. And David there wanted to take the shame and put it on a chaspa and throw it into the water, and that would quiet the water down so the world wouldn't be destroyed. And David was clearing there whether it was mutter for him to take this chaspa with the shame on it and throw it into the water to quiet the water. And the Gemara says there that came a chacham and said that if you're allowed to be meichik to shame, to be mesim shalom ben ish l'ishto, by saita, zavada here to save the world from being flooded, you're allowed to be meichik to shame. But the mashmas of the Gemara is that this throwing the shame in on a chaspa into the water would be an issa, deraisa. David was concerned whether he could do it. And now, in Mirabsa, the Lefidus Rajba, we can understand it. You might say, what was the Issa? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Lo Kechem, that it's only Asiyah is Asa, but Grama is Mutta.
And if we learn that going just into the mikveh, just jumping in with the shame on you was just a grumma, then l'chayra, what David was doing there was also a grumma. So what was David worried about? Perhaps l'fidish Rashba, we can understand it. The Rashba says that the Gemara in Shabbos is only a grumma because it's not definite that the shame is going to be nimchak. But in a case where it's definite the shame's going to be nimchak, and here where you're throwing the shame to sit in the water and go all the way down, it's definite the shame was going to be nimchak, then it would be an issa daraisa of mechikas Hashem. So now, for the fetus Rashba, we could better understand this Gemara.
As we come to the end of the Masechta, the Rush discusses some of the minhagim of Erev Yom Kippur. In Simen Chav Gimel, he discusses a minig of kaparis, and he brings down the nimtza b'tshuvas ha'ga'inim that they would shecht a tarnagol on Erev Yom Kippur for some sort of kapara. And he brings down that they asked, why dafka a tarnagol as opposed to another, if it's just also tamura, nefesh tachas nefesh, why dafka a tarnagol as opposed to a different behemoth? And the Rush says that, first of all, he says that there were people who were noyik taka ashirim who would use an ayil because of the ayil el shel Yitzchak, because of their kedah. For kaparis, they would use something like an ayil. So it's not completely that everybody would use a tarnagol. But then the Rush says probably the reason we use a tarnagol is two reasons. Reason number one, it's more tarnagolim were found in the house versus other animals. And then, interestingly, the Rush gives a second reason. He quotes from a Gemara in Yuma back on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara was talking about what is Kriyas HaGever. What was Kriyas HaGever when they began the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning? Was the time of Kriyas HaGever. What is Kriyas HaGever referred to? And we find two Mandi Amrim. One says Kriyas HaGever, that it was someone who would call out, someone with a loud voice, who would call out everybody Lavaida. While another pshat in the Gemara says Kriyas HaGever is a tarnagol was called a geva when the rooster would crow. And therefore the Rush says, because of the similarity that the word gever could mean both a chicken, both a rooster, and a person, he says that's one of the reasons that the minig was to use a tarnagol, because of the similarity of the name of a person and a tarnagol, so that would be good to use as a tamura for one nefesh for the other. The Rush brings down, interestingly, that the minig was that a person would come, he'd put his hand on top of the tarnagol and put his hand on the other person who was doing kaparis, and he'd say, Zat Tamurazah, and they'd say all the psukim, a lot of them we say, Bnei Adam, Yashi Chashikutsam Lavas. And after this person would do that, and he'd say the psukim, then the person, the recipient of the kaparis, would himself put his hand on top of the chicken, and then do a shchita, take up the smicha shchita, similarly like almost to the Beis HaMikdash, where they do a shchita after he put a smicha on top of the tarnagol, and they would give it out to Aniyim. And there was also a minig to throw the Bnei Mayayim on top of the roof, so that also was al chesed to give it to the oifis. And the Rush says, this fits in good with our Gemara in Chulin. That the Gemara there says, Rami Bar Tamre, who was called Rami Bar Dekule, he came to a certain place on Erev Yom Kippur, and he saw the Kashadu Kavda Vekulyasa. He saw Kavda Vekulyasa, these parts of the animal, of the chicken that were thrown about. Azul Veshaklinu, and he went and took it to eat. Because he held that the heter was shchicha tvei, because, he says, the Rush says, because of this minig that they had, that the minig kaparis, that after they did the shchita, they would throw these bnei meayim, they would throw him to the roof for the people, for the oifas to eat, but this, that they would throw him around, that they was found, these bnei meayim would be found, and that's pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, that when he found these bnei meayim, he said, oh, I could eat it, it's kosher, because the rive was kosher because they would throw it around after the kaparos. The Rush also brings in Simen Chav Daled. He brings that the minig is to be toivel on Erev Yom Kippur. And he brings from Rav Sadia Goyen that Baliyasa, when you come up in tefillah, you make a bracha ala tefillah. And the Rosh says, ain't Dvarav Nirimbazeh. Doesn't seem that Dvarav Nirimbazeh, because we don't find in the Gemara remes for this tefillah, and it's an Ein La Yisayd Nevi'im, and it's not a Minig Nevi'im, and therefore he says it's no better than Arava, that Chavit Chavit, and they didn't make a bracha, because therefore, in other words, this also, there would not be any bracha on the tefillah. Then the Rosh says, if you're going to tell me that Rav Sadia held the reason you make a bracha is because Amar Rabbi Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, Tez Zayin Amabeis, Chayiv Adam L'tayir Atzma Beregel, and therefore, as this mitzvah, you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of being metayi yourself by the regel. So that's why Rav Sadia going held, you make a bracha when you come up from this tefillah. The Rosh says that can't be, because he says this to be metayi yourself by regel will be from all tumas, even tumas mace. And bizman hazeh, we don't have the paraduma to be metayi yourself from tumas mace. And therefore, he says, you can't say that the bracha of Rav Sadia Gaon is because you're fulfilling this mitzvah of being mitai yourself beregel, because lemaisi you're not being mitai yourself beregel, because you're still tamei tumas meis. The mashmas of this rush is that if the person would be getting completely tahar, if he had been mitai himself somehow from tumas meis, if there was a para aduma, and now when he did this tefillah, he was being mitai himself from keri, and therefore being mitai himself completely, then the Rosh could understand why there will be a bracha, else that you were fulfilling this mitzvah of being mitai yourself beregel. And on that, the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Samech Zayin, he asks from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tez Zayin from Hilchas Tumas Eichlin Halacha Yud, he says, Kol Yisrael Muzharim Lios Tahirim B'chol Regel, that the Yisrael all have to be taught in the Regel, Mipneish Ein Nechainim Likaneis L'Migdash, so they should be ready to go into the Migdash, V'lechol Kachim, and eat Kachim, V'zeh Shenema B'tayra U'v'nevlasam Lo Sigo B'Regel. And this is why it says, "B'nim lasom lo si go," not to touch an avela before the regel. So you should be metahir by the regel in order to come into the Beis Hamikdash and to be able to eat karbanos and to appear in the azara. Says the Shagas Aryeh, we see clearly from this Rambam that the Rambam held that this mitzvah l'tahir self beregel is for coming into the Beis Hamikdash to eat karbanos, and therefore says the Shagas Aryeh, number one, that bizman hazeh l'chayrit shouldn't be naig at all, because there's no Beis HaMikdash to be eating kabbanis, to be appearing in the Azara. And furthermore, says the Shagas Aryeh, even the Zman Beis HaMikdash, from this Rambam, l'chayrit is mitzvah, l'tar, smo beregel, will only be by the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavu, Sukkos, where there's a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and then to eat certain kabbanis. But on Yom Kippur, certainly not eating anything, and there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel Yom Kippur, and certainly bizman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't have this mitzvah l'tar self beregel, and therefore the Shagas Aryeh says, from the way the Rambam learns this mitzvah l'tar self beregel, you see, not like the Rosh. The Rosh seemed to hold that if you'll be able to be metar yourself completely, you could understand Rav Sadia Goen why you'd make a bracha, because as the mitzvah of metar asma beregel. The Rosh seems to hold that there's a mitzvah of metar asma beregel that includes Yom Kippur, even bizman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash. And the Bach is taka matzdik Rav Sadia Goen, and he says that Yechayev, this tefillah is a kiyum of something because of chayiv adam latar etzom beregel, and even the Bach says im lo yochel latar legamri mikol moko masha yochel latar is a mitzvah, and that the Bach therefore holds that at least if the being matai yourself from tumas keri, you get some sort of mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah being matar etzom beregel. And therefore, the Bach is matzdik this Rav Sadia Goen to make a bracha on this tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur. And then the Rosh in Simon Chav Dalet brings another din.
He says that v'yasim adam alibo erev yom kippurim lefayis kol adam shenaitilo eva. That there's a din to go around erev yom kippur to mifayis everybody who he has some enmity with. And he brings, like we had in the Gemara on Pei Zayin Amid Beis, Rav went to Rav Chanina on erev yom kippur, 13 erev yom kippurim. And Rav had a milsa with his tabcha, and he went to Erev Yom Kippurim. And therefore, the Rosh says there's a unique halacha to be mefayis people on Erev Yom Kippur. But the Rosh brings an interesting twist into what this idea of being mefayis the chaverim on Erev Yom Kippur. Not just the plain din of, like we had earlier in the Gemara, that you can't get kapara for an avera bein adam l'chaveiro unless the person is meichel you. He brings another twist into the reason of being mefayis erev yom kippurim. He brings from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that the malach, the mashches, saw that there's no chet v'yisrael b'yom kippurim. And he said, Ribbono Shalom, this Am is like Malachi Ashares. Look at them on Yom Kippur, they're like Malachim. Just like Malachim stand without shoes, so they're standing without shoes. And just like Malachim don't sit, they stand the whole day on Yom Kippur. And just like Malachim don't eat and drink, they're not eating and drinking. And just like Malachim, there's shalom between all the Malachim, and there's no enmity and fights between the Malachim. Look at the Bnei Yisrael, they're like Malachim, like angels, that there's no fight between them, there's total shalom between them. The Rosh telling us this idea to Mephayis Yechavra on Erev Yom Kippur is not just as your personal mechila and kapara, that as bein adam lechaveru, you need a kapara, so you have to ask mechila. It's in order to create in the Gan's Klal Yisrael a state of malachim, just a state of the tzibur in malachim. Just like malachim, there's only shalom b'neiem, so the b'nei Yisrael should look like malachim and Yom Kippur, and there should be shalom between them. Just like we don't eat and drink like Malachim on Yom Kippur, we stand like Malachim, we're barefoot like Malachim, we have no enmity between us, we have shalom between us, just like Malachim. I know many of the people listening are people who've been learning Daf Yomi, and the truth is, Rav Meir Shapiro, when he created Daf Yomi, one of his kavanas, probably his main kavana, was also to create a certain achdus in Klal Yisrael, that all over the world, no matter where you go, Yidden would be learning the same Masechta, the same Daf, and that also would create a Chabura, a oneness, a Shalom in amongst Klal Yisrael. So let me just wish to all the people who are finishing Yuma today, wish them Mazel Tov, and Kishem Shazartanu L'Sayim Masechtas Yuma, Kain Tazranu L'Haskel Masechtas Usfarim Acherim U'L'Saimam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.